Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 5, Episode 87 of this Daily Study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials, studying in April the 17th to April the 23rd in the week of studying Matthew chapter 18 and Luke chapter 10. Apologies for the pause there. I was just kind of reflecting on something that I was looking at the scriptures in front of me. So let's dive into it. So we're carrying on our study about needing to forgive others. And we'd spoken yesterday about the introduction by what Peter says, asking about the number of times he should forgive his brother, presuming he means my brother, his brother, as in just general other people that he interacts with rather than his actual biological brother. But you know, he does have a brother, as we know, Andrew, so he may well be talking about his actual brother. But either way, the principle remains the same, that 70 times 7 we ought to forgive, not just 7 times. So this kind of leads us to the question or the point about this parable. So the Saviour begins by saying, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. Now, this parable suggests that there is a particular individual that owed 10,000 talents, an unpayable debt. This 10,000 has been described as a certain talents or a certain weight. And often it was, because it was a king, it was often presumed this was in gold. The amount of 10,000 talents would equate to about $20 billion in today's money. So we're not just talking about a debt that would take, you know, a number of years of the servant's life to pay off. This is multiple lifetimes. This is, you know, hundreds of lifetimes, basically, to pay off this debt. However, because of that, the original plan is to sell him, his wife and children, and all that he had, and payments to be made. But then in verse 26 and 27 it says, the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave the debt. So, a couple of things here. First of all, the fact that this servant owed 10,000 talents is a huge number. A number, as we just mentioned before, which was completely unpayable. And so for the king to forgive this debt would have bankrupted him. If he's given that much money and he's expecting it back from that servant, and he just says to the servant that he forgives him of the debt, then, you know, this would have been a huge loss financially for the king. But he was willing to pay that price. Now, clearly, we can see here the parallels between us and our relationship with the Saviour. I mean, it doesn't take too much to kind of make that link. But I do want us just to reflect on that point, that when we go into verse 28, we have here this servant meets one of his other servants who owes him 100 pence. Now, I'll talk about the kind of equivalence in money with that, but this servant who owes the 10,000 talents to the king represents every single one of us. We might think that some of us owe, you know, less than others, or perhaps some of us owe more than others. But in reality, you know, we all have a debt that we cannot pay. And so for all intents and purposes, we are all like that 10,000 talent servant, the one that owes that amount that just can't be paid by us alone. Whether it is someone who is not living a life that the Saviour would want, or who even covenanted to live a life that the Saviour would want and then has gone away from that life. You know, every single person has a debt to be paid that cannot be paid by themselves. And so, you know, we are all like this servant in some way. So, as I mentioned, he finds another servant who owes him 100 pence, this original servant, and he lays his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. Interesting that it says specifically took him by the throat. It suggests an aggression. It suggests a lack of mercy. It suggests that this servant has not learnt from the mercy of his master. And I think that's an important point for us to reflect on, about how do we feel and act, knowing that the Saviour has offered us exactly what this king has offered the servant, to have everything paid by him as we continue to follow and serve him. But what's even more interesting for me is the response of this other servant. In verse 29 it says, "And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all.'" This is word for word the exact same thing that the other servant said to the king, except taking away the word Lord at the start of it. Word for word, you know, even it's punctuated the exact same, although of course when it was first written there would have been no punctuation, but you know, it is the same sentence. Now, this is done purposefully, of course. It is to remind us of the same situation that we just saw a few verses ago between the king and the servant, the ungrateful servant, we'll call him from now on, and between the ungrateful servant and the other servants. We are meant to make that link and see that this other servant should have lived that same principle. He should have walked out of that chamber with the king with his heart full of gratitude and recognition of that mercy, and as such have lived his life in that way to be as merciful as he could be to others. But that isn't what he did in this story. And his fellow servants go back and they see that the ungrateful servant has cast this other servant into prison until he pays the debt. By the way, speaking about the 100 pence, that wouldn't have equated to, you know, a dollar today. It would be translated to approximately 3 months' wages of a poor working man. So, you know, whatever that looks like in today's money, probably, you know, over $10,000 perhaps, or depending on what month the wage a man earns or a woman earns, you know, would depend on what that actually equates to. But you're talking, you know, a good amount of thousands of dollars. So, you know, it is still a substantial debt for someone to pay. However, it is not by any means an unpayable debt. This debt could be paid with some work on the behalf of the other servant, but he sends him to prison. And as we know, the Lord, when he hears this, or the king, when he hears this, brings the servant back and says, "O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldst thou not have also had compassion on thy fellow servants, even as I had pity on thee?" And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to his tormentors until he should pay all that was due him. We are commanded to forgive. In Doctrine and Covenants 19:16-17, we're reminded that the Lord will forgive all things if we repent. It says, "For behold, I, God, have suffered these things for all, that they might not suffer if they would repent. But if they would not repent, they must suffer even as I." This is a very clear principle, and part of that is to forgive others. Now, of course, there's a great quote to remind us about the importance of not allowing injuries to continue with us, even though we should forgive others. Elder David E. Sorensen said, quote, "Although we must forgive a neighbour who injures us, we should still work constructively to prevent that injury from being repeated. Forgiveness does not require us to accept or tolerate evil. But as we fight against sin, we must not allow hatred or anger to control our thoughts or actions." Close quote. It is very important that we recognize the importance of not building contention, not allowing anger to guide us, and that we don't allow injuries that have hurt us to continue again. But we should forgive. Now, again, as we've discussed this principle before, a very difficult principle. Particularly if it is a wrong that has changed someone's life, you know, for years, for a negative impact. But it is one which we still need to try and live and work on and pray for. So thank you very much for listening today. Please do join us tomorrow as we continue with our study. And thank you for listening. Until we meet again.